Lord, may the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to pull out my phone because I want to read to you a little bit of the life of St. Anthony. He was born in 251 to a wealthy family near Cairo. The Catholic Church was spreading throughout the Roman Empire at that point in time, and he came to faith. Around the year 270, both of Anthony's parents died, and he inherited all of their possessions and all of their property. He went ahead and reevaluated his life, and what he found out was that it didn't seem to make sense to him to be so wealthy. So he sold all of his property. He gave all of his possessions away, and he moved to the desert. When he did this, Anthony sought a comprehensive life of asceticism, studying under hermits living in the Egyptian desert. Although there was no organized monastic life at the time, Anthony made an attempt to live alone, depending on the charity of patrons who would provide him with food. He spent 13 to 15 years in the desert. He eventually moved to a mountain near the Nile and found himself advanced in age. He wrote some books. And in his writings, he responded to people who wondered why someone with so much would give it all away in order to have so little. And he said something that I think that we can understand today. He said, Christ gave up heaven to be with us, poor and lowly servants. He gave up the riches of eternal love, reigning with the Father. He gave that up so that he might come and die for us. Anthony of Egypt understood something that not all of us understand, and that is to say that Christ's work upon the cross, his knocking on the doors of our hearts, his reign as king, his work of being the good shepherd, his love for us came out of this eternal warmth that had resided inside of him. This warmth of spirit and generosity. And we are called to do the same. We are a people who are called by the grace of God to give. We're called by the grace of God to give of our time, our talents, and our treasures to the world that doesn't know him. To the world that thinks that he is a joke. To the world that thinks that he is not a good God. But we who know him give. We give of our time. We give of our very heart to allow others to see something of the goodness of God. That's what Anthony did in the desert. And that's what we're called to do as his, as Christ's disciples. So you might wonder, how do I do it? What does it mean? Does it mean that we need to be like the rich young ruler in the gospel lesson today, and we have to give up everything? Well, if God calls you to, then yes, right? God called Anthony to give it all up, and he did. And he moved to the desert. I think for the very vast majority of us, the answer is no. God is not going to call us to give up everything. But he might call you to give up something. He might call you to a different town or a different place or different friends. But God's call in our lives always comes with a promise that he will be with us to the very end. So join with Anthony in seeking out the Lord and asking him how you could be of service to him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.